Got it right this fella? You got it right, Silver?
But you might want to see this.
What's going on?
It's a powwow.
You can't handle the truth!
Powwow Slang, Powwow slang.
And you know, it's just not a powwow slang. It's actually native slang in general. But you know what? It's we're the powwow trail, so we got to make everything powwow, right?
I'm still a little flustered because of that. What'd you say? Creepiest?
Yeah, that's what my brother and my sister-in-law, they go to powwows with us, and you know, we all travel in our own vehicles out there, and my brother does all the driving, and my sister-in-law, she's the one that does the navigation, so we always, every time he gets lost, every trip they go on, we call it creepiest.
Yeah, creepiest. Golly. But hey, you know what? Because we're talking about that powwow slang with the creepiest, that just failed me today. I'm just not good at following directions. Could be a possibility.
Yeah, but it could be, you know.
You're not supposed to agree with we're gonna start with a good powwow slang. What's a good powwow slang that we go and get started here? What do you hear all the time?
One thing that we can go into here is we'll start off basically is people always say like the Riz. Where are you going to this weekend? Oh, we're going up to the Riz.
I'm on the Riz right now.
You're on the Riz right now.
I didn't know I was going to be on the Riz. Good, because, like I said, the creepiest didn't want me on the Riz for some reason.
Yeah. So, you know, the Riz, that's just a basic term there. You know, everybody calls it, you know, it's short for the reservation, which everybody uses. Like, where's the powwow this weekend? All your local people, you know, they just say, oh, it's up on the Riz.
It's up on the Riz.
You know, we have Kickapoo Reservation, so a lot of people just say K-Rez or P-Rez.
P-Rez,
Potawatomi Reservation, K-Rez. And then you also got your, when I was out in the Southwest, they have the Resort.
The Resort?
Yeah. And I was like, well, that's what I was wondering. I was like, what's a Resort? They're like, well, since our reservation's in the desert, it's just a Resort.
I guess that'll work. The Resort, that's a new one to me. Type that down. Resort, we're taking work. Hey, just so you know, if you're listening in, we are in the chat room. We're in there. You can type us your powwow slang or whatever you know it is. Because Resort, that's a good one. I'm going to start using that one when I go to Golden Corral here in Topeka on the way back. Can I get some resort?
There's some resort, huh? Yep, so that's another one there. And then you have a bunch of powwow slang that's used all over the place. But, you know, like we were talking about earlier was in it. You know, that's used in a variety of different places right there. It's just like, what time is it? 2:00. In it, you know, it's just a...
Or you hit this, like, who's the host drum, and it's going to be this girl. Oh, isn't that?
Oh, isn't that?
Oh, we're going to have to go with the Riz, just because, isn't it?
Yeah, just because.
there's another one, just because.
Just because.
And I'm not talking about your cuz. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. And then also, you know, keeping it in with the Riz, you know, you got so many variations of that. You also got... For all you basketball players out there, you know, you got Rez Ball.
Oh, man, I've played some Rez Ball. They play dirty, too. I don't like it.
You know what? That's what I think really helps, helped me when I played basketball, because I played basketball when I was in high school. All 4 years I was in a small school, but I still played starting forward varsity all the way through my 4 years. But we would play Rez Ball in practice, and, you know, you're going up for a shot. You're getting hit. You're getting hit in the stomach. You know, you're getting pushed. You're getting fouled. But that just makes it that much easier when you play in regular games because, you know, they can't do that. So, I mean, it's good conditioning for all them reservation ballers out there, man. That Rez Ball gets you prepared for regular season.
All I know is that Rez Ball I play, shoot, if you don't have shoes on, you're going to get a lot of stickers in your feet. Plus, that ball isn't quite round. It's got that little bubble on it. You know? That's where you know you're a good shooter when you can shoot with that Rez Ball.
Yeah, but you know, like originally too, like Rez Ball, you know, I'd be playing basketball like when I was really younger and when we were living in Phoenix, I didn't have a basketball goal. I just nailed up a milk carton, milk crate, you know?
That reminds me of the one out there that in my folks' backyard where they got that light pole and, well, we'll just nail it. We'll just nail a goal up there.
Yeah.
Don't even need a backboard. Just
no, you don't. Yeah. And then you also have, when I was younger, too, I would try to rig up a laundry basket to my inside my room, you know, and I'd shoot around in there, too. So, then, you know, that's another way you can say Rez Ball where, you know, your rim is your net is a milk carton or a laundry basket or whatever anybody else has come up with out there. And, you know, that's all you need. You just need a flashlight right at pointing at the goal. That's the only thing you need to see at night when you're playing.
Just do it like we did. Just nail it to the light post.
There you go.
Hey, it's pretty cool because we are on the res, man. I don't know. It's nice out here. I didn't get chased down. I was going to do some donuts over there at that Thunder. Is that the Speedway I seen out there?
Yeah, yeah, Thunder Hill Speedway.
Go tear that one up. Wheat job. Somebody showed. Hey, there's one. Wheat job.
There you go. Wheat job. Nothing that, you know, that's another one. It's Hoka.
Hoka.
Hoka. You know, it's I'm sure it's derived from someone's language and every, you know, that's always been a.
Hoka?
Hoka.
Hoka. Hey, we're not going to sing. You, I can if you want. It's not going to be good.
No, we're good. We're good on that.
We want people to listen.
Yeah. And you know how people say, you know, the equivalent version of she's too ratchet, she's too ghetto for you. You know, we have our own category where, you know, she's just too res.
She's way too res for you. I know some like that. Back all the time, good thing we're up here on the res because the old other half, better half, would be looking at me, just shake your head, don't talk about it. That was too resy for me, guys.
Yeah, you know, if she's too resy, you know, for. Feet, you know, bottom feel like leathers. You know, they're running on no shoes.
Golly.
Babysitting 10 kids on a Friday night.
This might be half her kids. You never know. That's real res. That's too res for you right there.
Yeah, that's too res for you there. And then, you got people that say, like, oh, you know, she's too resy for you.
Too resy for you.
And, you know, that goes right into a part of that Kamad bod.
Kamad bod. Holy moly. You know, I got a Kamad bod. Yeah, that's the best thing to have, boy, howdy. And it takes years of practice from your commodity.
Yeah. Them res girls got them commod bods. You know that.
Hey, you better not say that. We're on the res. They're going to come break down your door. We're going to get trouble. Come on now. Come on. Hey, I'm real city in this.
Yeah.
Commod bods.
Yeah.
So all you commod bods, hey, if you're out there listening, hey, we thank you for listening. We're on the Native Broadcast Network. It's the res on the Potawatomi res. I was about to say kick. I would have got kicked out. Somebody would have just burned your house down.
I would have kicked you out if you would have said that.
God dang, my bad. And hey, we are live on the Blog Talk Radio Network. If you want to follow us, you can follow Trilby on Twitter, and his handle is
at ThatNativeGuy49.
ThatNativeGuy49, or you can find me, ThatNativeGuyTalking. No G on the end because I'm not an OG.
You're not an OG. You're just old guy.
I am an old guy.
You're old, not a guy.
I'm just old. Hey, hey, hey.
He said no G.
No G.
No G. Not an old guy, just old.
OG. I'm an OG. So another resi. We got res. We got Kamad bod. What else we got going on here?
Let's see. Well, back to some of the powwow terms here. We'll just kind of jump around a little bit. You know, this is the one I'm used to saying. People always ask me, how'd you do it the powwow, you know? I just tell them I got the gate, or I got Z'd out.
I got Z'd out, man. I always get Z'd out, but you know what? That's because I don't ever sing.
You know, that's what I'm just going to get me a shirt that I'm going to wear at end of every powwow. Just says that I'm Z'd out.
Z'd out. So, you know, it's like, look, you don't have, I'm Z'd out.
Yeah. I'm not part of that clique, so I got Z'd out. There you go.
Like, they got the wrong judges this week, so I'm getting Z'd out.
Yep. Hey, you know, that's another one there, too. And it kind of segues right into it, is that contest was stacked.
Stacked, huh?
Yeah, which means you already know who's going to win the contest because of certain judges, I guess you would say. So, you know, I've heard people say that, too. I've said it myself once or twice in my career. Like, oh, man, that contest was stacked. You know, they stacked the judges. So
I know some. Well, like I said, when we host our own powwow, we're going to stack that contest in our favor.
Heck yeah, man. Definitely. I'm getting first in the northern contest. You're getting first in all the southern.
All the southern contest. Women and men. if you get Z'd out, well, we're just too resy for God.
There you go.
How you use them powwow slings. Hey. You know what? I was listening to this first set of music that you set up. Man, I almost got carried away. It's pretty good. It lasts for a little while, but hey, we're going to go into our first little break here and think about those res terms anymore. Those God res terms. I'm trying to get powwow slang. Just think about it if you're out there listening and tweet them to us or Facebook them or even in the chat room. Give us your res words and we'll see if that's we'll match our list with it, right?
Yep, that'll work.
So we're going to go into this break. Chilby, you set this up, so I hope it's the right one, because I'm kind of tearing. Hey, you got this.
Yeah.
But
well,
here we go. Hoo-cha.
Sunny and Hey, I think I'm coats in Tawana. Did you go coats in Tawana? Did you go coats in Tawana? Way away, 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 Hey, she, Hadahmi ge, dahnoslim.
Rugged, but I still love her.
Yeah. Yeah, that one was sent in earlier, talking about, you know, our slang term. People got people throwing in ideas at us. That was one. Like, you know what? That girl's rugged.
But I still love her.
I still love her.
I still love her.
Hey, that was a pretty good set of music there, Toby. I was really in, I don't even know what language that, I think that was Navajo. I don't know. I'm not that smart.
Yeah, it sounded like it.
So, hey, welcome back. We're coming in from our break there. We're talking about powwow slang. Like you said, that's a little bit rugged there. But we got a few more. What were some other ones that came in there?
Well, back to the music real quick. That first one was a Lakota hand game, and it was sang by a Blue Feather. I think it's an Indian group out of Yale.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
So, you know, I thought that was pretty darn cool itself. And, you know, we had some Sharon Birch in there. She has a bunch of great music.
Yeah.
And then McCullen, Ribadu, and Stoner. I think it was called Blessings Healing Song.
Some Peyote music.
Yeah, Sack and Fox, I guess. Yeah, and then that Dope Old Sleed. I think that's what that song is called.
No, I'm not even. I didn't. That's a lot better than I did. I didn't even try. It's like, hey, that one.
Were you saying that, you know, that Count Dooku song? But, you know, another one, too, that someone was telling us is, I forgot all about this one too. I haven't heard it in a long time, but you know, like, hey, where you going? Oh, I'm going to the O.
Going to the O. Hey, you tell them kids to quit playing around that O. They're locking people in there.
Yeah.
You ever been locked in the O?
When I was younger, when we were running kids, we'd run around, you know, anytime one of our friends would go in there, we'd go lock them in, and then we'd shake the Sandy Hoods back and forth. We never flipped anybody, but, you know, we would push them back and forth.
The
O, you know,
or the hot box, that's what we call it, especially in summertime.
Yeah, you know, that. Well, they have all kinds, they have the Sandy Hoods, they call them, and then...
Dude, do we have to go to the bathroom? Because we're talking about the O.
The best one, though, man, is we were in Pine Ridge, South Dakota for the powwow, their August powwow.
Yeah.
And my brother was in the O.
He was in the O.
And, you know, it's hot down there, too, you know, and which was funny. You know, it's Sioux country out there. You know,
yeah.
We do a lot of sweats and stuff. And we were sitting in the bathroom like that. And he just busts out. Man, he kicks open that door, walks out, and goes, "Aho, Mataki Austin." Oh man, all them Pine Ridge, man, a bunch of them just started busting up laughing
Yeah, I remember I was up in Omaha, Nebraska, there at the Lincoln Indian. It was a hot powwow. It was hot here in the plains in the summertime.
Yeah.
Well, them kids, like I say, if they're in the O, you better watch them because they lock you. That one time they locked that guy, poor old man got locked in there. Rugged kids, hey, locking them in the hot box, 20 minutes.
Yeah. So that was pretty crazy. So that's some good ones there. And then back to the res ones, man. We got some more like res bomb.
The res bomb. What's the res bomb?
You got a res bomb, res ride, or res car?
I got a res ride.
Yep, or a res ride. You know, those all kind of go in hand in hand with each other and stuff. So
res ride's the best because you can always siphon gas because they got, you know, they got the Indian gas cap on it. They got the towel in there or cloth and linen and boy, how do you
look like a driving Molotov?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and then, you know, it's even my truck now. I got a little Nissan truck, and you know that thing's all resed out now too. You know, I made my own back cover for it, and so that looks nice though. You know, it's pretty nice.
You have a badass speaker system in there too. I think you plug it in, right?
No, my speaker to my res ride is it used to be a surround sound that I had a long time ago. And it was the middle speaker for the surround sound, real tiny speaker. And so, you know, that's the only speaker that works in my truck.
Reach out, as long as it works.
Yeah. As long as it works. Because even that truck, I drove that truck all summer this last summer. You know, I went to Michigan. I was all over the Midwest with that upper Midwest, Heartland. You know, I was all over with that truck.
It was a real res car, too, because it got stuck on my home for a little while.
Yeah. We're going doing a show in Lawrence. I pull up to Russ's place, and my fuel pump went out in it.
A res car that way.
Yeah. So it was stuck there for, what, about 3 or 4 days?
About 3 or 4 days. My res ride, it's a good one. It's got 4-ball tires, so, you know.
There you go. And then even my truck, too, you know, on the driver's side, only the outside handle works.
That's
and crazy. Then on the passenger side, only the inside handle works.
Aren't you too resy for people then?
Like, no, not yet. And then also on the inside of my truck too, it's we had to rig it to where you usually lock the door, that's now the way how you open the door.
Oh, yeah. that's, I do that all the time.
Yeah, and then half my tint's all faded and it's peeling off. And
that's the best res car when you do your, you know, remember when they used to sell you that black spray paint or that black tint?
Well,
that's the best red tint job you can ever have because it's got runny and a little bitty bumps.
Yep. So, and then we also have, back to the res car here, you know, my aunt has won a lot of res car contests too. There's been different reservations. We go to different powwows. One of the powwows that I remember is out in Nixon, Nevada. They had the Pyramid Lake powwow out there, and during the powwow, they had a they have their parade and stuff, but they also have a res car contest, you know. So she had it all fixed up where her jumper cables were hanging out of the hood. And the gas can was taped to the back. There was no doors on it. And,
gotta have bathing wire on there, so we're probably holding up.
Yeah, and like a bungee cord was holding the hood down, and then we had wire holding it to keep it down when you're driving to hold it down, and then you had to have a cue stick inside the hood to hold it open.
But those res cars, they last forever. They got strong engines.
Oh, yeah. So, what else do we have going here? We have, this is another one. And it's like different reses is when they tell jokes and stuff. You know, that would say, oh, jokes, I just say, you know. That's another one.
Talk loud. Okay, I'm talking louder.
Yeah.
You can't hear me. I'm away from the mic.
Yeah. So, yeah, we have jokes. Yeah, I've heard people say that. Like, they'll be teasing someone. How'd you do in that? How'd I do in that contest? Oh, you did horrible. Oh, jokes.
Jokes. Yeah, I got jokes. Hey,
China. That's one of them.
What is it?
Hey, China. You ever hear that
one? I never heard that one.
Hey, China. We're going to go to the town. Hey, China.
I never heard that one before.
Yeah, that must be a Southern thing.
That must be.
Do that, I just made it up. I'm going to get it started.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, hey, that's the other one I was going to tell you about. You know, in Oklahoma, we sing them good songs, or you hear them good powwow people singing and say, hey, what'd you think of that group? Oh, they're pretty good, all right. That's pretty good. Hey, what'd you think of that drum group? Oh, they're pretty good, all right.
Yeah, the good one.
The good one.
That's also one of them there. So let's see. I have my list here. Let me pull up my list here, and then this is one here that the first time I heard this one, it was used as Ojibwe, but you know it's called we'll use Kiowa for you. You can switch out any tribe for this, but. We'll call it the Kiowa Wedding Ring.
We call the Kiowa Wedding Wing.
Which is...
I said wing.
Wing.
I must be thinking of the chicken wings.
Yeah, the Kiowa Wedding Ring. Or you can have it the Potawatomi Wedding Ring, the Kickapoo Wedding Ring, which is just a hickey.
You know who you are who got married the other night, got your wedding ring all proud on you. I've even seen them put them on their forehead. That's real. That's real res wedding right there.
Yep. Like, you can tell who was together at the 49 on Friday nights because they got that wedding ring on their neck, you know, Saturday morning, Sunday morning. So that's another good one.
That's you, Mr. We won't say it. There you go. But we know you got married the other day because you got like a whole ring around your neck.
Yeah, dang, it looks like pearls all around.
Oh, wait, that's done by a vacuum. You're cheating.
That was Russ's first hickey, man. Perfectly round, same size as the vacuum cleaner.
Hey, man, don't be telling off on me.
Yeah.
There you got that. Yeah. So, hey, we're happy you're all joining us again. You know, hey, you know, if you don't listen, if you don't make it into this one where we are live. But, you know, after this, it does podcast. You can always find our podcast at someguytalking.com at the website where you can hit the radio player. You can even check the different podcasts that have been aired, episode 1, 2, 3. We got season 1 still up. We got the beginning of our episode 2 still up. Again, that's someguytalking.com. Go and visit. Check it out. Check out some of the articles. I've gotten a little lazy, but I've got a couple more articles to come for basketball, Haskell, and just all kinds of things. And I'm still waiting for Shelby to give me some more on the powwow trail for his blog, which will be coming pretty soon. And hey, there's all kinds of things going on, huh?
Oh, yeah, man. We have all kinds of things in the works, too. And then We just actually had the last high school game, volleyball game, just happened. Not the last game, but their last home game. And that was for a senior night. With they had their one senior, which was Tamara Yazzie.
Yeah.
So she, you know.
She had a good career. Very good career.
It did, yeah. And then also during that game, too, you know, I heard them, they said that Aguino was a 1,000-D club.
1,000-D club. That's a pretty good club there to get.
It is, man.
She's ranked like 23rd in the nation.
Wow.
You know, in digs. So she's pretty good at what she does. Those girls like to hit those balls at her. Hey, God. That's a little bit right.
That's another story there for another time talking about that.
You know, too, I can't believe how fast this time is going. We're barely even getting into our rest slang and everything like that. We almost have to go to another break.
Oh, wow. Damn, that's really quick.
Yeah. So what other quick slangs do we got? Can we get in here in the next couple minutes before we go on to another break?
You know, another one, too, is a lot of it is just sound.
Yeah.
You know what? So that's like ho what?
Ho
what?
Hola.
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 Ah, isn't it? Oh, that's another way, man. The tone of older women when they talk around, that's really funny, man. They're like, hola, what? You know, so that's a whole slang term in itself there. Oh, when they start talking high, and it's pretty good.
It's slang. I like powwow. I like all Indian slang because you go to different parts of the world. You hear how it's done. And man, when I went up to Washington back in the 90s, boy, how did they have some unique slang that I picked up. And I go, hola. I never heard that until I went up north. That was pretty neat. So, yeah.
Back to powwow ones, you know, one is like when you hear people say, hey, how do you do? It's like, oh, man, we're hitting the dollar menu all the way back home. Which is, you know, they placed. They didn't get first, but they placed.
Yeah.
You know, so they can afford the dollar menu.
They can afford that dollar menu on the way home.
And then you have people saying that they're going to hit the Indian round steak. You know, they're going to have that bologna.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, that they didn't place when they said they're hitting that Indian round steak. Unless they say they're getting the beef Indian round steak. Oh, because that stuff's expensive.
Yeah, so. They must have made good on that first powwow trip then.
Yeah, yeah. I know all the didn't place things because that's all I'm always saying. So.
Well, the biggest one I know is I'm getting Z'd out. We got Z'd out this time. We got.
Yeah, yeah. So don't forget, again, you know, you can find us on Twitter. For me, it's at that native guy 49, and for us, it's
at that native guy talking, no G on the end. And then you can always find us on the Facebook.
The Facebook or Facebook?
I don't know. Facebook, I guess, is what it's called.
Yep, and then we also have the Native Broadcast Network. That's what it's talking about on Facebook, on the Facebook. They got me saying that. Facebook.
New slang.
Yeah, Native Broadcast Network. You can find that on Facebook.
We're reaching some new likes almost every day. So, hey, if you know other people, recommend them. Let's help us grow the station because the more the merrier. We'd love to get more people involved. So tell them, get them to like the station. Maybe we'll get another video of Chubby. I don't know. We'll throw something at them if we get so many likes.
Yeah, we will. We'll hit you in the pie with the face if we get it all. We'll set you up with the biggest woman at the 49.
Hey. Buffalo, babes. I'm gonna get in trouble for saying that.
There you go, man. Right. Yeah. But, yeah, well, you know, Russ has always said if you're in a different state, it's not cheating.
Yeah,
so.
It's not cheating. That's what I heard. If you're on a different res.
Yeah, if you're on a different res, it's not cheating.
Not unless they're by each other, then you just got to play it safe.
Yeah. That's another thing too, man. Is if what we were talking about earlier, we can't remember what it was. I'll have to come back to that one because I can't.
Well, what are you thinking of that, Chubby? We're gonna go ahead and we're gonna play this next group of songs. It's a pretty good group of songs. We'll let you know who they are right after that, and we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey yo, hey yo, hey hey ya, wait oh hey yo, hey hey ya. Wait a high,
you're so beautiful, oh, oh. eyes of an angel, oh, oh. You got this game under control, oh, 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 oh. Here are the bones, hey, hey, oh, hey, hey. Way, oh, hey, oh, way, hey, da. Way, oh, hey, oh, way, hey, da. Way, hey, ha, ya, way, hey, ya, way, hey, ya. Way, hey, ha, 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 yo. Way, oh, hey, oh, way, hey, ya. Way, oh, hey, oh, way, hey, ya. Way, hey, ha, ya. Hey, ah, way, hey, ah, way, hey, ah, 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 you're so beautiful, oh, oh, eyes of an angel, oh, oh, you got this game under control, oh, 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 here are the bones, hey, hey, oh, hey, hey, way, oh, hey, oh, way, hey, ah, way, oh, way, oh, way, hey, ah, 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 oh, hey, oh, way, hey, ah, way, oh, hey, oh, way, hey, ah, 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 you're so beautiful, oh, oh, eyes of an angel, oh, oh, you got this game under control, oh, 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 here are the bones, hey, hey, oh, hey, hey, way, oh, hey, oh, way, hey, ah, way, oh, hey, oh, way, hey, ah, way, hey, ha, ya, way, hey, ah, way, hey, ah, way, hey, ha, 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 way, oh, hey, oh, way, hey, ah, way, oh, hey, oh, way, hey, ah, way, hey, ha, ya, way, hey, ah, way, hey, ah, way, hey, ha, 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 yo. You're so beautiful, oh, oh, eyes of an angel, oh, oh. You got this game under control, oh, 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 here are the bones, hey, oh, hey, hey.
I.
Hey, Shelby.
Yo.
Hey, Shelby.
Yo. Yeah.
Oh, it didn't work. Anyway.
All right, so we got about 2 minutes and 34 seconds left here in the show, and we want to thank everybody for joining us today. You know, we kind of did a broad general term of some powwow slang versus native slang, not versus, but, you know, talked about different ones. So.
And Res Life and Res Girls and Kamad Bonds and all of those. Hey, we thank you all because there's a lot more slang out there we didn't even get to.
Oh, yeah, man. There's so much slang left out there, you know. You're talking about women, you know, you can tell people, you know, you like them Kiowa eyes and Cherokee thighs. Holy, there you go.
Ooh,
but, you got, you know, or you can talk, we could have talked about some Bannock bottoms, you know, so.
Before they logged out of the chat room, one of the guests said, buh.
Hey.
That's a good slang word,
but yeah, there you go. So, you know, we have our show every Friday right now, at least until what, February? I would safe to say every Friday at
7 generally.
7, yep. You know, same native channel, same native time.
Same native time. Hey, you know what? We do like to step out of the box, and we always love to have different guests on, and that's what we're going to work on probably maybe.
Yeah, for next week, we might, you know, try to bring in a couple of, maybe a singer or a dancer, you know, and maybe we can see their perspective from the powwow life, what they think about it nowadays. Cause,
especially them dancers, you know, I'd like to get a dancer on and talk about what their life, like, what it's like. I mean, I know you're a dancer on the powwow trail, too, but the outside perspective would be pretty
good. Yep, because I'm sure everybody's tired of hearing our opinions on everything. So.
I'm not.
Yeah. I never get tired of my own opinion either. So, but, you know, for next week, come back here to either Blog Talk Radio or someguytalking.com. And you can find me on Facebook at Wawasit Trilby, or you can find Russ on Facebook.
At Russell.
Russell, just Russell.
Yeah, you can find them out there sometimes.
Like, yeah, or that'll work too. There you go, you're breathing heavy over there. Holy cow, man!
I was thinking about that Kamad Bob later. Hey, god dang.
Yep. So anybody wants to send us pictures or video clips or music, you can also send it to Trilby at someguytalking.com.
Yep, or native guy at someguytalking.com. And feel free to post on the website at any time.
Hoka,
ladies and gentlemen, and y'all have a wonderful weekend on the Powwow Trail.
Keep it real. Boop.